Now, the Czech Republic has dropped another 6 spots in the annual global ranking of press freedom published by the watchdog Reporters Without Borders. The country is now in 40th place after a steady slide over the past 4 years. Brian Kennedy has more.
The Paris-based group Reporters Without Borders, or RSF as it's known by its French acronym, has been publishing its rankings of 180 countries according to the level of freedom available to journalists since the year 2002. The Czech Republic once led the former Eastern Bloc countries on RSF's World Press Freedom Index. In the years 2014 and 2015, the country ranked 13th overall, comfortably within the, quote, good situation, quote, zone. Now, according to the index, which evaluates media pluralism, independence, and other factors allowing or preventing journalists from working without fear or favor, the situation of the 40th-ranked Czech Republic is only satisfactory. Topping the problematic category in 44th place is Botswana. Adam Černý, chairman of the Czech Syndicate of Journalists, says this country's steady slide stems mainly from increased concentration of media in the hands of a few oligarchs.
First is the concentration of ownership. That's the first thing. You can see the clear correlation with the entry of current Prime Minister Andrej Babiš into the politics and to the executive position. And second, also, we can link it with the activity of President Miloš Zeman also, because if you see, for example, the manner of how he presented himself on the TV Barrandov, it is very clear that it's not just, let's say, according to the standard in the Western democracies.
RSF calculates the degree of freedom available to journalists by pooling experts' responses to a comprehensive questionnaire and collecting data on documented abuses and acts of violence against journalists. The watchdog called President Miloš Zeman to task in its report for repeated attacks on the media, especially Czech public television, which he accused of manipulating public opinion in his second inaugural speech. RSF says Czech media ownership concentration is reaching, quote, critical levels, with oligarchs using their personal fortunes to buy outlets to reinforce their influence. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš owns the country's two most influential daily newspapers through a trust, but he arguably remains the beneficial owner in violation of conflict of interest laws, so says Adam Černý.
Of course, just from the legal form, he is not the owner, but he is still the beneficiary of the ownership. And in the past years, there were some sufficient proofs supporting the suspicion that he has still a strong influence in the media.
Reporters Without Borders notes that last April, 3 Czech investigative journalists reported police had tried to intimidate them in connection with their coverage of matters linked to Mr. Babiš. In September, the prominent reporter Petra Prochaskova resigned from one of the dailies in protest of his alleged meddling into editorial policies.